Flotsam and Fluorescent Splendor by Christine Kwan, published in 2023. I'm going to read it for you twice. I watch the weeds pop up after spending days weeding. I could spend my life like this. I watch the weeds pop up after spending days weeding. I could spend my life like this. And this one's going out to all my fellow gardeners out there who have no doubt been staring at their garden beds going, oh my God, it's weed season all over again. I definitely can't be alone in that. I spent yesterday afternoon attempting to tackle the front garden bed, but it ended up becoming conversations with neighbors for 2 hours on and off rather than some solid work. But you know, I'm okay with that. I could spend my days weeding a garden bed and having conversations with an 8-year-old and a soon-to-be 3-year-old about their trips visiting their Nona and what it was like to be on an airplane for the first time. I'm not going to be mad about that. But in addition to shouting out my fellow gardeners, I wanted to read this because it reminded me of the young abbot in the Sayings of the Desert Fathers from earlier this week. I watched the weeds pop up after spending days weeding. I could spend my life like this, reminded me of that monk tending to his little rule, his little fast, his meditation, his contemplation, and his silence, and how it can actually be these small routines that can become rituals that bring us to that place of silence and lack of thought that so many of us seek, that expansiveness, that spaciousness, that emptiness that's not empty. So shout out to that young monk and shout out to my fellow gardeners this morning. My neighbors are once again puttering around in their yards, and I know I should be too, but I think I actually need to sit down at the page today and get some words out on paper, which is terrifying. I've been having a lot of doubts around writing lately. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Which writer doesn't? Which doer of anything doesn't? Which creator doesn't have doubts? I don't know. I think we all have our doubts about what it is we're doing. But I don't have doubts that the weeds are going to continue to pop up in the garden. So I really should tend to that sooner rather than later and see what's going on with my hydrangeas, who are not looking happy this year. But that's okay. We'll figure it out all in due time. All right. Thanks for listening to me ramble at you. One of my friends has nicknamed this CEKR Radio. And for those of you who don't know, those are my initials minus the R, Courtney Elise Kurish. And I'm really grateful. Shout out Stefania for coining this Seeker Radio. That just totally delighted me this morning. So thanks for that sweet little wake-up message. I really appreciated that. All right. Put on your sunscreen, drink your water, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other. Thank you, as always, for listening. I love you so friggin' much. And I will talk to you tomorrow with a funny little haiku before we go on to the long weekend. Thanks again. Love you again. Bye.